Message number 983. Mother of salvation, my son died to save your souls, not to free you from the ills of this world. Thursday, December 5, 2013 at 14:00. My child, the world will witness the prophecies of Los Alet as the enemies of God dressed as lambs and sheep's clothing will now stand up proudly within my son's church on earth and begin to declare the heresies which I warned the world about. That time has arrived. As foretold, the darkness has already descended upon the church, and this plan to devour the souls of the faithful will continue until the body of my son is desecrated in accordance with the plan of the Antichrist. What many people do not know is that the enemies of God, led by the Antichrist, still to make himself known, believe in God. Not only do they believe in God, but because they detest everything to do with God, they will plot against his plans to prepare the world for the second coming of my son Jesus Christ. For every word my son declares through these messages, they will contradict him by imitating what he says. If my son says prepare now through the sacraments and prayer, they, his enemies, will make similar statements, but they will be different. The call to help humanity, the poor, the persecuted, will be their main focus, not the proclamation of the word. They will not urge you to pray for your souls or for the salvation of other souls. No, instead you will be asked to help these souls from a humanitarian perspective. When you do not hear the call to save your souls from those who claim to represent the church of my son, then you will know within your hearts that something is terribly wrong. My son died to save your souls, not to free you from the ills of this world, which will always exist until my son reclaims his rightful throne promised to him by God the Most High. You must never forget the word of God. All that matters now is to plead for the salvation of all souls, irrespective as to whether they are kings or paupers. Your beloved mother. Mother of salvation.